I indicated during the course of the campaign that it would be a priority of mine to reunite Donegal politically. And this is the first opportunity I've got. The submissions to the commission closed at 5:30 yesterday. I believe that the submission which I have sent to the commission is a very comprehensive one based on facts. And suggesting that the return of the 8,500 of the population in that area come into a Donegal five-seat constituency. And I do believe that if there's a will there, and if they use the 5% variant, that then we would be able to achieve this objective.
And your submission combined with local efforts made in recent days in terms of a petition, do you think those two combined will see it revert back to its original format?
Well, I think what they will look at, the Commission will look at the facts of the case. We could have thousands making a submission or endorsing, but it's the facts of the case. And I think it was very wrong of the Commission last time around to extract 8,500 of population into the new Sligo-Leitrim constituency. And the purpose of that was to reunite Leitrim at the time, which in the previous election was Sligo-Leitrim and another constituency, Leitrim-Roscommon. Now I believe it's time to reunite Donegal. And if it's not possible to do it, I would think that at some stage in the future that there should be a referendum to deal with this. The principle of all of this, breaching county boundaries. If you attend a meeting of the municipal authority in Donegal Town, you have members of the council who are there from the Sligo-Leitrim constituency. And it's ironic that the official name of Sligo-Leitrim, there's no reference to Donegal, no reference to Cavan in it. So I believe if they analyse the facts of what I have submitted, I believe I'm giving the Commission an opportunity to next time around recommend a five-seater for all of Donegal.